Hello, Grove Podcast family. And if you're listening at the time of this release, we hope you've had the happiest Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving time, and it might feel a little late to bring you an amazing conversation on the topic of hospitality. But as you're about to hear, that is exactly our point. This bonus conversation, a micropod, if you will, features two of our favorite local Grove girls, and it reminds us that hospitality is not seasonal. In fact, we believe that as followers of Jesus, hospitality is a way of life, one that begins with welcoming others in, from your dearest friends to strangers that you've just met. And if you've ever been to a Grove in person, the essence of hospitality is something we pray that you feel immediately and can tell that we're committed to deeply. Today, we're hearing from Danielle Flickinger, and she is the one bringing vision and leadership to our Flourish mentoring journey. If you haven't heard of Flourish, you need to check it out. We just released volume 2 of the Flourish mentoring journey, which contains an entire session on hospitality, along with 5 other deeply meaningful topics for spiritual living. So more on that later, but Danielle is joined today by our friend and Grove leadership teammate, Susan Peterson. Susan and her husband Todd are longtime pillars of Passion City Church and the Passion Movement, and Susan has followed Jesus faithfully in so many seasons as a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, and you're going to love hearing from both of these incredibly wise and humble women. And so now, here's what it truly means to be hospitable in the most God-honoring way with Danielle Flickinger and Susan Peterson.
Susan, I'm so happy that we're here today. Thank you for saying yes and being in our podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I am excited that we're going to talk about this topic because I think it's an important topic. There's so much misperception around it. And I actually remember through a lot of prayer and seeking God when we were doing and birthing the idea of our Year 2 Flourish curriculum, this idea of hospitality coming to the surface, because I do think we have a hard time. It's not so obvious what it really means. And as believers, I think we're called to practice in the way that we're supposed to.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start by saying that I think we're all a quote victim of it in this age of Pinterest. The term hospitality has become something that we connect to parties.
Yeah.
Right? It's so easy to think that if you're hospitable, you have this, you open your house, of course, but there's always this pressure of everything being well done and beautiful. And besides the point of us women wanting to do it, obviously, we love beauty for a reason. I think we have lost ourselves a little bit in that. And biblical hospitality is not necessarily what that is. And I believe that hospitality is not about hosts, but the ones receiving our hospitality. Do you believe that? Amen. What do you think about it?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I absolutely agree that the world of social media, Instagram, and Pinterest does not help us as women because we feel like we don't measure up. And so we think if we open our home, it has to be picturesque and we have to be able to post a photo from it. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Opening your home really is all about making people feel welcome, which has nothing to do with how a table is set or how anything looks. It's how people feel when they walk into your house. Do they feel wanted and welcomed? And that's what hospitality means to me. And sometimes it means that I can cook a really beautiful meal. There's time for it, and I can put flowers on the table. And I love that. If you are someone with the gift of hospitality, you love doing that.
Right.
But it's not necessary. And we've had deep, meaningful, incredible conversations in our home over takeout or pizza.
Yeah.
And it's been just as incredible as the times when I've been able to really cook a wonderful home-cooked meal.
Right. I know it's, you said the gift of hospitality. I do believe some people have a gift for that more than others, but we're all called to it. I see it in your life. I've been the beneficiary of it, me and my husband. you do it intentionally and beautifully. And I remember just talking to you and you saying that it was so normal in your house that your kids would even ask, who else is going to be for dinner tonight? Is that right?
Yes, it was not unusual for me to pick my kids up from school in carpool and one of them would ask, who's coming for dinner? And I just loved that because it was part of the fabric of our family that mm-hmm. oftentimes someone would be there for dinner.
Right.
And it might be somebody who was coming through town that needed a place to stay, that was a friend or a missionary. And it might just be somebody from church or from our neighborhood.
Right.
But we really feel, I love how you're approaching this biblically because we really do feel like the scriptures say that every single gift we have been given is from the Lord.
Absolutely.
And we are to steward it well. And our home isn't just for us.
Right.
And sometimes it's wonderful to hole up and just be a family
yes.
at home. But particularly in this COVID world and hopefully this post-COVID world,
right.
we have realized how desperately we need each other.
Absolutely.
And our home is a place that everyone is welcome. It's for everyone. It is Absolutely. Not just for us. And so, yes, we did raise our children that way. And I love it because
right.
we want our home to be a picture of something that we steward because it's what the Lord gave us. So it isn't just for us. It's for everyone.
And it's not an easy, natural thing because
right.
even as believers in the church, our lives are busy, mm-hmm. our days are short, there's so much going on.
Yep.
And if we still have this pressure of making everything perfect,
yeah.
we won't open our home to anybody.
That's 100% true.
You know, and I love that this conversation is pushing us to see that it needs to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to not only include our family and friends, that's easy.
Yeah.
But when you look at it in scripture, you see, you know, God calling us to open our home for the people that yeah. have needs, but also need Him. There are so many amazing yeah. things in scripture about this kind of hospitality. From Luke 8, where Mary and Martha, you know, the story of Mary and Martha, that one was spending time with Jesus and the other one was busy and mad.
Yeah.
that she wasn't helping her. In Luke 8, 38, 42, it says that he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. She was worried about all the details.
Yeah.
But he said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. I love that it says few yeah. things are needed.
That's right.
Or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what's better and it will not be taken away from her.
Yeah.
So it just in scripture shows so much of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I also love that in scripture, there's a picture of us being welcomed by Jesus.
Exactly.
Of our lives being, even though we're sinners and imperfect, we didn't need to bring anything to the table. We were welcomed.
That's exactly right. I do love that picture of Martha and Mary. And uh-huh. I do love that Christ's words are, you know, very little is needed here. I mean, how many times as women have we worked ourselves to death and mm-hmm. just been frazzled by the time our company walks through the door?
Right.
And as the night wears on, you realize how little was really needed tonight
right.
for us to just enjoy welcoming people into our home.
There's Absolutely.
So little is needed. It's really more about our heart and less about the preparations
yes,
beforehand.
And I hope that yeah. the women listening to you to us today don't need to wait long until they learn that because I think a lot
yeah.
of it comes with maturity
yeah.
and just being at peace with yourself.
Yep.
And you feel that the older you get, you
True.
Don't have that need
That's exactly
for
right.
people to admire you and
yeah.
see how perfect you are.
Yeah.
So I'm really praying that the women listening today, young women, will take this to heart and not mix up biblical hospitality, this idea of welcoming others to their lives, not only in their homes, but their mm-hmm. lives early enough in a way that they won't need to wait so long.
Oh, I hope to that learn. Too. Because there's so much joy and life is so much richer when we share it with others.
Right.
And when we're open to that and we look around and see that there are people who really need a welcoming place to come, that they need a friend.
Absolutely.
And when we are willing and more open, we realize,
yes,
wow, God can use even this simple act of opening my front door and saying, come on over.
Absolutely.
To change someone's life.
And I think if we have this understanding and take it to heart, we're going to be prepared, because usually welcoming others into our lives is not convenient. It happens in times that you're not prepared. And I actually had a situation this week where someone called me and I was really focused on something. These days with kids and, like I said, a busy life, you have to block your time and be focused. But something happened to a friend and she needed me to get up and go get her son at school. And I remembered right away. And I was like, yep, that's what it is about.
I'm
going to drop everything right now because I can, and I'm going to go help her.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I felt so great.
Yeah.
So I think knowing this will help us be prepared for these moments.
Yeah, I've told my kids 100% of the time, serving is not convenient.
Right.
We don't get to serve when it's convenient to us, do
right.
we? But the joy comes in saying yes.
Going on to that direction, the word hospitality means in Greek, philoxenia, which means love to strangers.
Mm.
And I love that.
Mm.
And in Romans 12, how beautiful it is that the title of this chapter, this chunk of scripture, is love in action. And it says, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love, honor one another above yourselves, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, share with the Lord's people who are in need. And then clearly it says, practice hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that hospitality equals loving and serving other people.
Yeah. And that's a command you just read.
It is.
So it's not an option, really. And I hope that women will hear that and not, that wouldn't feel stressful, but that would feel free.
Exactly.
To know that really, there is a way for me to practice hospitality that fits into my life and fits into our family that would be a blessing to all of us. That doesn't have to be stressful, difficult, worrisome.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be.
And I want to just echo the word free that you just said, because if you really take this to heart, it is freeing.
Yep.
It is freeing because our focus shouldn't be on ourselves. And when we're that worried, it's because it is.
Yeah.
And if you're not, and if you're free, you're going to be able to actually focus on other people and be free, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I know that, like I said, I see it coming naturally from you because of who you are. But I also know that your hands, your gifts, and your calling intersected with this idea of hospitality, and you have a company that produces things related to this. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I do. You're so kind to ask about that. Yes, my business partner and I, she's also a believer and my very dearest friend. We've been kind of in the hospitality world for almost 20 years now. We've owned a ceramics tabletop company. We've made dishes for years. But recently, we launched a brand called Relish because we really wanted to put this idea out there to families and to women that you can gather people around the table and make it be simple and worry-free.
So good.
So it's just a melamine product that looks beautiful but won't break or crack or chip and no one has to worry about it. And it gets thrown in the dishwasher and it is sustainable and it just
amazing.
Becomes... So anyway, that was our dream, that we would just gather families together again in community and it would just be a simple, simple, worry-free idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have a little collection of it and I love it. So knowing that even makes me love it even more because, again, it's the heart of it and that's what it is about. I just want to end that with this thought and this quote by John Piper, I was thinking about, you know, hospitality. When you think about that and we think about parties and entertaining, mm-hmm. we think about girly things, right? Yeah. Yeah. But hospitality is not a girl thing.
No.
It's a God thing. And it's related to his character.
Yep.
And for us to really be hospitable, we need, this comes out of our yeah. relationship with Jesus.
Yeah.
So again, another reminder, you know, that our lives need to be rooted. Otherwise, we're not even going to care about it, right?
Yeah.
But that's why I love that this is a part of our book, and that's what we teach in our Flourish mentoring program. But it says, John Piper quotes this, and I think it's so beautiful. Grace is the hospitality of God to welcome sinners, not because of their goodness, but because of his glory. Mm. If God chose not to magnify the glory of his own self-sufficiency and instead to enrich himself by looking for talented and virtuous housemates, there would be no grace in the world and no hospitality and no salvation. Mm. We owe our eternal life to grace, and grace is God's disposition to glorify his freedom and power and wealth by showing hospitality to sinners. And I want to invite everybody to take a look at Isaiah 55, because that's the heart of this quote. And I'm so glad we were able to have this conversation today, Susan. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For being a part of our Grove world and praying with us and investing your life with us in this. We love you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you, Danielle. It's been such a joy.
Well, we are so grateful for the examples of hospitality both Danielle and Susan live. And we pray that today you're encouraged by this reminder of what hospitality is and even what it isn't. If you want to learn more about the ways of Jesus, the power of his word, or if you could use a simple guide for investing your life in others and in the kingdom of God, we hope you'll check out the Flourish Mentoring Journey. You can find more info in our show notes today and even more free resources at flourishmentor.com. Danielle referenced Isaiah 55 in light of that amazing John Piper quote. And so we want to leave you today with the first few verses of that chapter. And as we say goodbye, let's all commit to a lifestyle of hospitality in every season. Let's sit at the feet of Jesus and learn what it truly means to welcome others into our homes and into our lives with the same grace, mercy, and peace that we first received from the greatest host of all, who is, of course, Jesus. Here is that invitation from our gracious God himself, found in Isaiah 55 from the Passion Translation. Listen, are you thirsty for more? Come to the refreshing waters and drink. Even if you have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come and buy all the wine and milk you desire. It won't cost a thing. Why spend your hard-earned money on something that can't nourish you or work so hard for something that can't satisfy? So listen carefully to me and you'll enjoy a sumptuous feast, delighting in the finest of food. Pay attention and come closer to me and hear that your total being may flourish. I will enter into an everlasting covenant with you, and I will show you the same faithful love that I showed David. Well, that's all for today, but what a great reminder of how deeply we are all loved by the Father. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Grove Podcast.